This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Seth in Mississippi. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Hey, I have a question. I attended a church my whole life that believed in the speaking of tongues, and the problem is I've always been encountered with that the church says that the evidence of the being filled with the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. I've never personally spoken in tongues, and I have a hard time talking to other people about speaking in tongues and its practical day application, because it seems like the denomination kind of qualifies speaking in tongues as evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit. I just want to know your views on that.
Yeah, I think to say that tongues is the evidence of the infilling of the Holy Spirit goes beyond what the biblical text says. I think that you could certainly make a case for saying it is a evidence, but to say it is the evidence, absolutely not. And I think you also need to make a distinction between indwelling and infilling, which is to say, when you are a believer, you are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Your temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. But as an indwelt believer, you can also talk about being infilled. And that is a way of talking about being daily empowered for service so that you can be an effective witness. In fact, that's what you see at Pentecost when the disciples are infilled. They go out and they witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So I think that if someone is to say tongues are normative today, then you have to follow the biblical prescription given to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. If a tongue is spoken, there has to be an interpretation of that tongue. If there's an interpretation, then that becomes an equivalent to prophecy and serves to edify, exhort, encourage, and equip the body of Christ. But I personally would argue that tongues are not normative. They served a purpose at a particular time. I would not rule out the fact that God could give someone the gift of speaking in other languages or speaking with another tongue, but I don't think that's normative today.
Would you say that so speaking in tongues without an interpretation, I guess that wouldn't be something that was inspired by God?
Well, if you do it publicly, it is directly against the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 14 makes clear that if someone is speaking in a tongue, there has to be an interpretation.
Okay, well, I appreciate the help.
You got it.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.